We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Troy MacArthur on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on the victory over Altoona Midway on Friday night, 72-8, the final score. I guess exactly what the doctor ordered for your football team.
Yeah, you know, we came out and we played extremely hard and executed very well, especially early on in the game. And, you know, when good things happen, they kind of steamroll just like when bad things happen for us. So, you know, it's definitely a good thing to get out to an early start like that.
And I know, doesn't really matter which side of the scoreboard you're on, but when you have a big win like that, it always does come down to how did you play the game, and it sounds like the guys played the game the right way on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, they came out and played hard. We executed probably as best as we have all season. You know, when we cut film up, point out, you know, what could have been done better, things like that, there were remarkably fewer instances of that. So, you know, that's definitely good to see, especially as you move on later into the season. You know, they're making progress and making improvements.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Troy MacArthur on the Area Coach's Corner. And with the victory, it keeps your team alive as far as a playoff, but still needs some help. Pleasanton also 3-1 on the season. You have Colony Crest, who's coming up this particular Friday night. Also 3-1 is they're right there in the mix for a postseason spot. So Friday's game becomes a very huge game for not only you, but for Colony Crest as well. What's the mentality your team has to take into this game?
You know, just like always, we have to go out and we have to execute what we can control. And, you know, we have to try and be the hardest hitting team on the field. They've got a pretty good team. They've got a really quick running back who's pretty shifty back there. We've got to keep him in check and do our best to come out and hit as hard as we can.
The encouraging thing has to be, at least from where I stand, is the fact that these next two games with Colony Crest and with Meritocene Valley, all games very winnable for your football team.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as we've talked in the past, you know, we started out with Hanover, who was number one in Division II. Week three, we played Burlingame, who was number one in Division I. You know, it's a simple case of we're getting to teams more our number size, more our physical size, and we're able to compete a little better.
And your football team, having won two games in a row, has to be playing with a lot more confidence right now.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's what I've told them since day one of practice, that this team could be a very good team, a very dangerous team. They just have to believe it. And after the last two wins, I'm thinking they have to be believing.
Coach MacArthur, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Colony Crest, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, thank you, sir.
That's Lebo head football coach Troy MacArthur on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, East Central Monuments, and by J&D Auction on KVOE, live and local.